Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Mem Beis. Today we are going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubas. We're holding a daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis at the beginning of the parak. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and also Lezecher Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. And it's also sponsored in honor of, and in Mazel Tov too, by Daniel Cohn, in honor of the birth of a girl, of a daughter to Avi and Hudi Cohn, Shalva Levia, and wishing them a Mazel Tov and Ishvi Zocha. The Torah, the Ben Torah, the Chuppah, the Maisim Tovim. So we are holding at, again, the beginning of the parak. So this parak, just to give a basic introduction to the parak and then a basic introduction to the daf, the parak is going to discuss four different topics. First, we're going to continue the discussion of Onus HaMufata, but with a specific focus on who receives the payments of Onus HaMufata, the Knas, and the other payments. Does it go to the daughter? Does it go to the father? When are the cases that it would go to the daughter and not the father? Would it ever go to someone else other than the daughter or the father? Then the second topic is going to be all the dinim of Motzi Shemra. If someone is Motzi Shemra against his wife and he has Edim that testify to it, and then it turns out that he was lying, so he gets Malkus, he has to pay Mea Kesef. So and we're also going to discuss what happens if he's right, if he's telling the truth. So the skila that the Nara gets from Motzi Shemra. Then the third topic we're going to talk about is the rights that a father has in his daughter's stuff when she's a Katana and when she's a Nara, and the rights that a husband has in his wife. And not only the rights, but the obligations as well, both of the father to the daughter and the husband to the wife. And then the fourth topic the parak is going to talk about is the obligations that are part of a Tanai Beis Din that a husband has toward his wife. That whenever you get married, it's a Tanai Beis Din, that it's an automatic that you have these obligations. So those are the four topics of the parak. Now in today's daf, the Mishnah is going to first discuss who receives the knas payments of a Nara, and what happens if the father dies or if she becomes a Bogaris before it's final, before the case is, you know, before the money is transferred or before there's Ahmad Abedin. So something critical has changed. So then who gets the knas payments? Then the Gemara is going to talk about what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, what the precise chiddush is that we haven't already learned. The Gemara is also going to talk about at what point does a knas payment turn from knas into a chi of mamon, because there's a difference between knasa and mamona. When it comes to a knas, for example, moda b'knas is pater, but once it's already a chi of mamon, it's too late, you can't be moda anymore. When it comes to a chi of knas, you can't be morish a knas lebanav, because it's something that, meaning the rights to receive a knas is not something a father can be morish to his sons, because he doesn't know that he's going to receive it. The guy could always be moda and it'll be pater. But once something is a mamon payment that he's owed, that he can and be morish lebanav if you stole from the father and you owe the father money, so that goes to the sons. Or also nafkamina when it comes to a karban shavua, if a person denied owing the money, swore falsely to that denial, and then admitted it, so he's chayv a karen v'chomesh and a karban, he's chayv a karban asham. So that is only true by a mamun payment. That is not true by a knas payment. So it's going to be critical to know at what point in time through the case the payment turns from a knas into mamon. Is it at the time of the Hamad Abedin? Is it only at the Shas Nesina? The Gemara is going to even entertain a possibility on Amud Beis that maybe it depends which kind of Knas we're talking about. Maybe by most Knasos, they become mamon already at the time of Hamad Abedin. But the Knas of Onus HaMufata might be different and only becomes mamon at the time of the Nesina. At the time that it's actually given, there may be a Gzeres HaKasuv that indicates as such. So let's begin the Mishnah on Mem Aleph and Beis. So says the Mishnah, Narish and Espatza, Boshto Pagama Uknasa Shalavia. If a person is Mefata and Nara, so he's Chayiv, the Bosh is the Pagama and the Knas, but he pays that to the father. Vatsar Bitfusa, and if he's Ma'ane Segrol, and therefore there's also the additional payment of Tsar, so that also goes to the father. The assumption that there is an additional payment of Tsar when it comes to an Anusa is against the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon that we had in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. A couple of days ago, we had such a shita that there is no tsar by an anusa. So the Rishonim point out that Rabbi Shimon holds there's no tsar by an anusa. In the Seifa, we're going to quote a shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Seifa of this very Mishnah when it comes to being morish knas after it already becomes, you already had Amad Bedin, after you already chayiv and bezdin, which makes it sound like Rabbi Shimon has what to say on the Seifa of the Mishnah, but doesn't have what to say on the Reisha of the Mishnah. It makes it sound like Rabbi Shimon is moda to the Reisha of the Mishnah. So the Rishonim are bothered. How could that be? Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He holds that there is no chiyuv of tzar when it comes to an ones. So the Rashba and the Ritva suggest that maybe Rabbi Shimon didn't hear the Reisha of the Mishnah. It wasn't necessarily all said at one time in one base medrash. So maybe in a chinami, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Reisha of the Mishnah, but he didn't hear it being stated. Or it could be that there's a machlokas tanoim, what Rabbi Shimon holds. That Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said on Daf Lamites in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that an ones doesn't get tsar. But maybe our Mishnah assumes that Rabbi Shimon holds that an ones does get tsar. But be that as it may, whatever payments are made to the father. That's the halacha of the first line of the Mishnah. Now, says the Mishnah, Amda Bedin, let's say they already had Amda Bedin, and Beis Din was already mechayiv the guy to pay the knas ad shalom esha'av, and the father was still alive at the time of Amda Bedin, saharei hein shalav. Then the knas payment goes to the father, because the Torah says that he gets it. But mesha'av, but let's say the father then dies, meaning they have the whole court case, father's alive through the whole thing, the Beis Din Paskins, you the criminal who was ma'anes who befatted this girl, you owe the father X amount of money, and then the father drops dead before the check is written, before the money is transferred. So who do they give the money to now? Harei hein shel achin. Now it goes to the yorshin, and the brothers yarshin more before the daughters, so the brothers are going to get the yerusha. Lo speak alamad bedin ad shemes ha'av. But if let's say the father dies before they even had Amad Bedin, then Harei Hein Shalatzma. Then if the father's not even around at the time of the Amad Bedin, and the daughter's around at the time of the Amad Bedin, the daughter gets it, not her brothers, because the father never had it while he was alive, because the Chiyuv Knas only kicks in, only becomes a Chiyuv Mamon at the time of Amad Bedin, and a person can't be Morish, a Zuchus, a future Zuchus that he's going to have in terms of the Knas payment to his son. So the daughter is the one that receives that knas payment. The Rishonim explained within Shitas Rashi that the Reisha is only talking about a knas, that so far we're talking about a knas, that where the halacha is that modu b'knas is pater, and that's why the father didn't have any rights to it until there was a hamad b'din. But what about the boshes, the begam, the tsar? That's a din mamon, that's not a din of knas, so that l'chara should be included in those, what we're going to discuss in the Seifa, when we talk about the Maisiya Deha and the Mitziyasa, other things that are mamon related issues, where the father is to those things right away, even before the Hamad Bedin, meaning only the Knas has to turn into Mamon, and that turns into Mamon at the Shas Hamad Bedin. But the monetary rights to Maisiya Deha, the monetary rights to Mitziyasa, and for that matter, says Rashi, Boshes and Pagam, that's immediate. That belongs to the father right away. And therefore, even if the father dies before the Hamad Bedin, that he can be Morish Labanav. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosos, however, says, no, you're right about Mitziya and Maisiya Deha. That's going to be Beferish in the Mishnah. That's Mamon, that he's Zocha in right away. But Boshes and Pagam, says Tosos in Dibra Maschil Nara, Boshes and Pagam has the same din as Knas, because there's a hekish between Boshes HaBegam and Knas. The question then becomes, the Rishonim point out that according to Rashi, that the Rashi is only talking about Knas, why does it say Harei Hein Shel Atzma? What do you mean Hein? Hein is plural. It should be Harei Hu Shel Atzma. So the Rashba writes that it says B'Loshon Rabim because it's talking about Knossos in general, that all Dine Knossos, that Knossos only become Mammon at the Shas HaMad Bedin. Whereas Tos Yom Tov says, no, the reason it says Harei Hein is because it's more than one money. It's many monies. It's Chamishim Shkalim. So it's 50. So that's why you could use the plural, because it's 50. So that's why it uses the plural. So anyway, that's a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, what the Mishnah is even talking about. The Mishnah is telling us that the Shas HaMad Bedin is when everything changes. At the Shas HaMad Bedin, it becomes Mamon. But what? What becomes Mamon? Only the Knas, or also the Boshes of Pagam? Next case, the Mishnah continues, Amda Bedin Ad Shelo Bagra. Let's say they had Amda Bedin while she was still in Nara, Harei Hein Shalav. So certainly the father is the one that's entitled to all these payments. Mesa Avin, therefore if the father dies afterwards, Harei Hein Shalach, and that goes to his Yorshim. But lo speak Amda Bedin Ad Shelo Bagra, if let's say she became a Bogeris before the Amda Bedin, then Harei Hein Shalatzma. Then it doesn't go to the father, it goes to her, even though the father's still alive, because the Chiyuv Knas did not happen before the Amad Bedin. So at the time that the Chiyuv Knas kicks in, which is the Shas Hamad Bedin, she was already a Bogeres, so she's entitled to receive that Knas payment. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be mechalik between an anusa and a mafuta, and it seems in either case, if the father dies before the Gemar Din, then it goes to the Nara. So the Rishonim raise the following question. Wait a second, I understand very well by an anusa why the payment will go to the Nara, because she was never mochel the boel, and when her father was alive, the Torah gives the zchus to the father to receive those payments, and therefore if the father dies before the Gemar Din, she has the zchus to sue for those payments. That makes sense by Nanusa. But by a mafuta, she herself was mocha, meaning mafuta means she was a willing participant. So I understand, if the father's alive, he was not a willing participant, he did not want his daughter involved in this relationship, so he can be tovea the guy. But if the father died, why would a mafuta be allowed to sue the guy for these payments? She was mochel. She agreed to it. So the Ramban understands when it says hare hein la'atzma ein achinami. It's only talking about an anusa, and it's not talking about a mafuta. However, other Rishonim disagree. The Rashba quotes the Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin that it's even about a mafuta, and she could be tovea the knas even though she was mochel b'shas maisa, because at that time that she was mochel, she was not a bas mechila. Meaning at the time that she was mochel, she still had a father, and therefore the rights belonged to the father. So she was not, it was not within her rights to be mochel at the time that she was mochel. So now she can decide, I'm no longer mochel, even though the maisa was done willingly by her. That's how the Rashba quotes from Tosel. So anyway, that is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, don't look at the Shas Hamad the Bedin to see when the payment, the rights to the payment transfer from the father to the daughter. No, imlo hispika ligvos ad shemesa av harehin shal atzma. It's not about the shasam of the Bedin, it's about did he get paid yet? If the father did not collect the money and he dropped dead before collecting the money, even though there was already Hamad the Bedin, then the girl is the one that's going to get the money. And so it's not about the shasam of the Bedin, it's about the shas kaviyah. It's about when it's actually collected. Now, as far as real money payments, things that are mamon and absolutely not knas, like maisiyadeha umetziyasa afal pishalogavsa meisav harein shalachin. Now, certainly those things, even though the father did not collect, that's considered mamon that belongs to the father. It's like any of the other father's possessions, and therefore that goes birusha to his children, because that he has rights to immediately, because that's mamon that's not knas. There's no way, and what makes them mamon and not knas is that because they're mamon and they're not knas, that what makes them belong to the father immediately, right at the shas maisa, even before Hamad Bedin, even before Nesina, is the fact that the person who owes the money can't be moden and become pater, whereas by a knas he could just be moden and become pater. So the father doesn't have any rights to it, because the guy has the right to walk into Bezin and just admit to it and become pater. So the father would only have the rights at the time of Hamad Bedin or at the time of Nesina. But when it comes to mamon payments, where the guy, if the guy's modi, he's going to have to pay it anyway, so the chiv is already there, mishas maisa, so that the father could be morish to his children. So says Gemara, I don't understand, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? My kamashmulan, tanina, what's the Mishnah telling us when it tells us that narish and spatata, that you pay the boshas and the begam and the knas to the father? So we already know, we have a Mishnah, daf lamites, hamafata nosin shloshu dvarim va'ones arba, hamafata nosin boshas begam knas mosu v'lavones, shnosin esetzar. We already know what all the payments are. We know that there's a kanas and bush begam for a mafata, and you add sar as a fourth payment when it comes to in the ones. Says Gemara, yeah, we already know how many payments there are and what those payments are, but we don't know to whom those payments are made. La via itzrichle. What our Mishnah is adding is that you pay the father. That the money goes to the father. So says Gemara, Levia Navi Pshita. The fact that an onus and mafata pay the father and not the Nara herself, that's also pashut, because we can learn that from the Mishnah as well. Because mitikayov mefata, from the fact that you're giving to a in a case of mefata, obviously it's to the father. Dilatzma mayov mefata midaita of it. Meaning if it were being paid to her, then there wouldn't be payments to a mefata, because she willingly participated. She was maskim to have bia with him. She was mochel all of those payments at the time of Bia. So clearly all we already see from the previous Mishnah, even though it didn't say La'aviyah, just by virtue of the fact that it says that you're paying somebody, it must be La'aviyah, because obviously obviously it's not going to be to her because she was clearly mochel. Tosos raises the question that it could be that a mefata is chayiv b'tashlumin, we're talking about mefata ketana, not mefata nara. I mean, yeinu chinami, if you're mefata nara, so nara is already a bas das, so she has the ability to be maskim to such a thing, and therefore you call that a mechila. But frektosis, have you heard of such a thing called statutory rape, that a girl is not old enough to be able to be maskim? So even if she says she's maskim, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's not a bas das. So when it comes to a ketana, maybe we would say that maybe that's the chiddush, that I would have thought that she gets the payment because she does not have the ability to be mochel. So Tosa says that the pashtus in the Mishnah Lama Tesam Aleph, where it lists off the payments of the mefata, the pashtus is we're talking about a nara, not a ketana, because all of the mishnayos, in the entire parak, all go back in the beginning of the third parak, which starts with the name of the parak is Elu Naros, right? So the whole parak is assumed to be talking about a nara, unless you're told otherwise. So as the Tosafot says, it must be that it's about a nara. And once it's about a nara, it's obvious that the payments will go to the father, because you're not going to pay a girl who is masking to have such a maisa bia. Okay, so that's the so the Gemara is wondering what the chiddush of our Mishnah is, because so far the chiddush is not what the payments are, that we already had beferish in the Mishnah Lama Tesam Aleph. The chiddush is not who the payments go to, because that's mivur, that's something that's obvious from the Mishnah Lama Tesam Aleph, even though not explicit in, but obvious from the fact that you're paying a mefata. So says the Gemara, no, you know what the chiddush is? The chiddush is that if they had a mother bedin while the father was alive, and then the father died before the payment, so that's what the Tana had to tell me. Plutta to Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan, is the father the one that gets the payment in such a case? Meaning that if he dies, it goes to his sons, or is it the girl in such a case that gets the payment because it was not yet the shas kaviyah, it was not yet the shas nesina, it was only the shas hamad bedin. So that's the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, where Tanakam thinks the critical moment is hamad bedin, and if the father's alive, and hamad bedin belongs to him, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, the critical moment is when he receives the check in hand, when he gets the payment in hand. And prior to that, if he dies prior to that, it's going to go to the girl. Now, we had this, so we have this machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim when the father has the rights to the kenas. According to the Chacham, it's Mishas Hamad B'din. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's only when you are gova. So the Gemara wants to explain the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Why should it not be at the Shas Hamad B'din? But the Gemara is going to introduce it by talking about something else, another din that is totally on whether something is knas or mammon, whether a knas payment has turned into mammon, and where hamad b'din should be critical, and that is the halacha of a karban shvua. The halacha of a karban shvua is if a person is tovea somebody else, you owe me money, and the guy says, no, I don't. He says, so swear that you don't. So he swears, and then he later admits that he lied in his swear. So he has to, the psukim in the Torah tell us that he has to pay back all the money, obviously, and then he has to be most of chomesh, he has to add another 25%, and he has to be makriv a karban asham for having sworn falsely. So, but that halacha only applies to mammon payments, does not apply to knas payments. So, tanan hasam, we have a mishnah in Masech HaShavuos that one guy says to another, anastu petitas biti, you were ma'anis, or you were mefata my daughter. Vuomer lo anasti velo petiti, and he says, I deny it. Mashmiacha, and he says, okay, so I'm hereby making you swear. Va'amar amein, he says, amein, that's a lashon shvua, just saying amein to mashmiacha, and that's considered a real shvua. And then later he admits that he lied and that really he was ma'anis or he was mefata, the guy's daughter. So chayiv, he's chayiv to pay keren, chomesh, v'asham, right? He has to pay all of those things. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says no, he does not have to bring a carbon shvoi, he does not have to pay the chomesh, obviously he still has to pay the keren, but he does not have to pay because anyone who's kofar b'knas and swears to it in the end, and then his mode in the end is not going to have to pay those things. Shein Mishan Knas al piatzmo, because someone who's mode of Knas is part from paying. So you're not chayiv Knas al pi edim. So it turns out, had you been mode initially to the guy's claim, you would have been potter from by being mode of Knas. So when initially you denied the chayiv Knas and then you swore to it, that's not considered a kfiras mammon. That's considered a kfira of Knas. And only by kfiras mammon do you pay the chomesh and bring the karban. So Amr lo, the Chum said to Rabbi Shimon, So the Chum says, Rabbi Shimon, you're right that if one man accuses another of being ma'anis and mefata his daughter, so what's he asking for? What's he saying? He's saying, you therefore owe me knas and boshes and begam. But what's his ikar taina? What's he really looking for? So the Chum say, what he's really looking for is the boshes of begam, and therefore when he denies it, he's denying a mamon payment, and therefore when he's later moda that he swore falsely in his denial, he's going to be mechayiv to pay the keren v'chomesh and bring the karban, because he was kofer in the boshes of begam. So the Gemara brings a suffix in a case where a man who is ma'anis a girl denies the schiv tashlumin after the hamada bedin. Does that have a din? Would he be chayiv a carbon shmua like a kofar b'knas, or do we consider that to be a kofar b'mamon? Meaning, the case we had until now is that the father goes over to this man and says, "You are ma'anis, you are mefata my daughter." And that's the first we ever heard of anything like this. That this man, we never heard this story before. Father is telling this man, "You are ma'anis, you are mefata my daughter." And at that stage, he denies it. So that's where we have this machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Is that considered like a knas, where he's not going to be chayv the asham and the chomesh, or is it considered like mamon? What if though it comes in at a later, the accusation comes at a later stage? He says, and this is not the first time you've heard about it. We had a whole court case already about this. Remember when we used to live in a different city and we had a whole court case and the Beis Din already was mechayv you to pay for being ma'anis or being mefata? Beis Din said you owe me mischavtali mamon, that you owe me the money for being ma'anis or mefata my daughter. V'hu omer lo anasi lo betiti lo matani b'din lo nischavti lach mamon. The whole story, aleph to tough, you just made up. I was never ma'anis daughter, I was never mefati daughter, there was no Beis Din, there was no gemar din, I don't know what you're talking about. V'nishba, and he swears to it, and then afterwards v'hoda, it's quite a chutzpah to deny all that, right? And then afterwards he's modan, he says, no, it actually did happen, Beis Din was mechayev me the mamon. So the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who said in the Mishnah and Shavuos that we just quoted, that when you're kofar a knas of onus and mafata, that's not considered like a kfiras mamon, and therefore you're not chayav a carbon shvua. What about over here? Meaning, what exactly was the guy kofar? Was he kofar a knas? He was kofar something that Beis Din was already mechayiv him to pay, where he didn't have the option anymore of being modeb a knas pater, because it was already amad b'din. So, my, what would be the din in such a case? Does kibun da amad b'din? Do we say that since they already had an amid the bedin mamona havai, it has a din of mamon already, and therefore you're chayiv the carbon shvua for the false denial and swearing falsely? Or maybe we say no, even though there was hamad bedin, it's primarily what hamad bedin was about was a knas payment, and the Torah is not mechayiv you a shvua whenever the issue is a knas payment, even though ein achinami at the hamad bedin it now turns into mamon, but be'ikr it's a knas payment. Then maybe there's a din that there's no chiyuv shvua in such a thing. So this was the shaila Abaye asked Rabba, that I know that Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to someone accusing someone of being ma'anis and mefata, so there's no chiyuv karban shvua. But I want to know, what if there was already a hamad b'din? So then what would Rabbi Shimon say? So Rabba says to Abaye, since there was already a hamad b'din, mamon. Once there's a hamad b'din, it turns into mamon, and you're chayiv a karban shavua. So therefore, if he denied the whole thing, the whole court case and the whole everything, and he swore to it, and then later he's moda, he's chayiv a karban shavua. So now Abaye says, are you sure about that? Say, Heisvei, Abaye challenges Rabba. Are you sure that Rabbi Shimon would say that once there's a hamad b'din, so that means that it's mamon and that he's chayiv a karban shavua? Which is a little bit funny that the Ritva points out that Abaye is going to challenge Rabba. Abaye is the one that asked the shaila to Rabba. Apparently Abaye didn't know, right? So it was Baiminei Abaye Me Rabba. Abaye asked the Shaila to Rabba. So if he knew the Brisa that he's about to quote, which is going to be Poshet the Shaila in the other direction, why would you ask the Shaila in the first place? So says the Ritva, that's the derech of the Gemara in many places, that Amoraim would ask the Rebbeim without showing their hand, without showing what their Mahalik is. They would ask the Rebbeim for their opinion. You know, they would say, you know, the Rebbe would often ask the Talmud, no, what are you working on in learning? So the Talmud would say, I was working on this Shaila. He's not going to say what his answer is. And then the Rebbe will give his answer. And the Talmud will say, but that's funny, I didn't think that way, because I had a Braisa. People still talk and learning that way. So Eisveis HaBayis challenges Rabbah from the Braisa that talks about Chiv Karban Shvua by Knas, where Rabbi Shimon Omer Yachla Omer L'Chaver Nasa Petitas Biti. Rabbi Shimon says, you might think that if a person accuses another of being Ma'anis or Mefata, his daughter, and therefore you have to pay me the Bosh, the Gam, and the Knas. V'hu Omer, and the accused says, Lo Anasti, Lo Petiti, never happened. I don't owe you anything. Hey, Mishor Ches Avdi. Or, for example, why only talk about the Knas of Onas Mefata? There are plenty of other Knasos in the Torah. One man accuses of another of that your ox killed my Eved, and the halacha in the Torah is that you therefore owe me Shloshim Shkalim, you owe me 30 shekel. V'hu Omer, and the accused says, Lo Amos, my ox never did any such thing. Oh, Sharmalo Avdo, he palta Shinai Visimi Saseni. Or one, or an Eved Kanani goes over to his master and he says to the master, you knocked out my tooth, you blinded my eye. And the halacha in the Torah is that he has to go free for doing such a thing. V'hu Omer, and the master says, Lo Ipalti V'lo Simisi. Never happened. I didn't do any such thing. So that Vinishva, and then he swears that whoever is being accused over here swears that that the whole thing is made up. Vahoda, and then later he's moda that he swore falsely. So Yachol Yehechayiv, you might think you're chayiv a carbon shvua, like any time you're kofar mamon and you swear falsely. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says in regard to a carbon shvua, v'chicheish ba'amiso b'pikadon o b'tzumas yad o v'gazel o ashakas amiso o mata abveda v'kichesh ba v'nishbal sheker, and that's where the Torah says that you bring a carbon shvua and you pay the chomesh, meaning it gives many examples of the types of chiyuvim for which denial and swearing falsely to and subsequently admitting to is mechayiv you carbon shvua. What do all those examples have in common? Ma'eli miyuchadin shein mamon af kol shehe Knas. That it only applies to money, it does not apply to knas. Any dine knasos, like knocking out the Eved's tooth, or like the shar killing an Eved, or onas mefata, any dine knasos, there is no carbon shvua. So what does it mean that there is no carbon shvua? Does that mean only there is no carbon shvua if the whole conversation happened before a hamad b'din? Or does it mean there's no carbon shvua even if there already was a hamad b'din? So remember, the Abaye had asked Rabbah, when there already was Ahmad Abedin, will it now be subject to a Karban Shavua? And Rabbi said, yes, now it will be subject to a Karban Shavua when it's Ahmad Abedin. So Abai says, are you sure? Because here you have a Braisa that says that there's no Karban Shavua, and my love, B'Shamad Abedin, isn't that Braisa talking about where there already is Ahmad Abedin? Isn't it reasonable to assume that even after Ahmad Abedin, there's no Karban Shavua on the Shloshim Shalevet and on the Onas and Mefata and any Knas payments? So Rabbi's answer is back very simple. Simply, lo, b'shalom amad b'din. No, who told you the Braisa is talking about when it's amad b'din? The Braisa is talking about when it's not amad b'din, when it's pashut that it's still a knas payment. But in a chinami, if there already was a amad b'din, it turns into mamon, and if it turns into mamon, then it's a regular din of a shvua like you normally would have. So says Gemara, v'amid reish b'sham b'din, seifanam b'sham b'din. No, there was more to it. I'm sure that it's talking about a case where there's already amad b'din, because the reisha of that Braisa clearly is talking about a case where it was already Ahmad Abedin. How do I know the Reisha is talking about a case where there was already Ahmad Abedin? The Katani Reisha? Because the Reisha of the Braisa says within the Shita of the Chachamim that ainly el dvarm sham sham alayim esakeren. I would only know they have to bring a carbon shvua and pay the chomesh for denial of things where you pay a keren, meaning where if you were to deny chiv mamon like gzeila and pikadon, where all you pay is a keren, there's no knas at all. But tashlum mekevel, tashlum yabrav chamisha haones v'mefata umotzi shemra minayin. How do I know that even if it's knas payments, that if you deny it and you swear falsely to it and then later you're moda to it, that you're chayev a carbon shvua? That's why the Torah says umala ma'al, that it doubles the lashon of me'ila to tell me that even if you're moel and you're kofar in tashlume knas, even though it's not similar to all the examples the Torah gave, you know, pikadon and gezel and things like that, which are purely mamon, but still there's going to be a chiyuv of shvua. Say chidami, what do you mean there's a chiyuv shvua by knasos? If there was no Amad Bedin, then there wouldn't be a kefil payment. Because if there's no Amad Bedin, if the guy would be modi, he'd be potter. So there's no kefirus mammon at all, they'd be chayv a carbon shvuan. El pshita b'shamad bedin. No, must be that the case is Amad Bedin. I mean, everyone agrees that knas payments are knas payments at least until the Amad Bedin. So prior to the Amad Bedin, it's not going to be subject to a carbon shvua. It must be that it's talking about that there was already a Hamad Bedin. Adam testified that this guy stole. Based in Paskin that he's chayev to pay kefel. And now the Bailim comes to be Tovea, that kefel. And he says, no, you owe me the kefel. And the guy denies it. And he swears to the denial. And then later he's Moda that he lied. So since he was already chayev in that knas, and based in the Chamim hold, that he's chayev, a carbon shvua, for that kfira, for that denial. Because he already lost the rights to be Moda b'knas pater. So midereisha b'sham b'din, sefinam b'sham b'din. So if the Reish is talking about a case where it's Amad Bedin, so the Sefer also within Rabbi Shimon, who's coming to disagree with the Chachamim, will also be about a case of Amad Bedin. So you see that the Brisa is telling you, see it's clear from this Brisa that there's no Chiv Karban Shvuah and a Knas even after Amad Bedin against what Rabba said. Abaye had asked Rabba, is there a Chiv Shavuah and a Knas after Amad Bedin? So Rabba said, of course there is. It's already Amad Bedin. So Abaye says, are you sure? We have a brisa that seems to clearly be talking about a case of Amad Bedin and says that there's no Chiyuv Shvua. So Rabbi says, you know, Yachilna L'Shnui Yilach, if I wanted to answer you, I could have said that Reisha B'Sham B'Din V'Sefer B'Shalom B'Din, that the brisa is talking about two different cases. That the Reisha is talking about a case where there was Amad Bedin, like you've proven it is, and the Sefer maybe is talking about a different case where there was no Amad Bedin. V'Kula Rabbi Shimon Hi. And really the entire brisa is Rabbi Shimon, and he's mechalik between where there is Amad Bedin and is not. That a case where there was already Amad Bedin, the Knas has turned into a Mammon payment, and therefore Yechayev Karban Shvua, versus if there was no Amad Bedin, there's no Chiyuv Karban Shvua on a knas because it's still a knas payment. So it turns out that the brisa is not against anything that I said, that after Amad Bedin it becomes a din mamon. But I'm not going to tell you that because v'shinui d'chriki lo m'shanim lach. I don't want to just be dochik you with dachuk terutzim dim kain, because if that were really true, Amar Tali, you'd be able to simply ask me that if the entire brisa is following Rabbi Shimon, listening reish to Rabbi Shimon Omer, or listening sefer divrei Rabbi Shimon. The way to formulate the brisa would have been to start with the words Rabbi Shimon Omer, or to end with the words divrei Rabbi Shimon, and then it would give the appearance that the entire brisa is authored by Rabbi Shimon. But that's not what the brisa does. Smack in the middle of the brisa, it adds the words Rabbi Shimon Omer, which gives you the impression that the reisha was not Rabbi Shimon, and that we're only introducing Rabbi Shimon in the middle of the brisa. Ella, Kula b'shamad b'din. So I have to say that you're right, that the entire brisa is talking about a case where there already was a hamad b'din. Reisha Rabbanon v'sefer Rabbi Shimon. And the reisha of the brisa is following the shita of the Rabbanon, who hold that there's a chiyuv karban shvua when you're kofar a chiyuv knas after hamad b'din. And the sefer follows Rabbi Shimon, that there's no chiyuv karban shvua when you're kofar a knas after the hamad b'din. So it would turn out that it turns out from the brisa that Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no chiv carbon shvua when there's a kfira of a knas, but if he's kofar after the even if he's kofar after the amad bedin, and because of that I changed my mind that according to Rabbi Shimon there is a that where I said according to Rabbi Shimon there will be a chiv carbon shvua. Meaning the whole question was Abaye had asked Rabbah, what if there was already amad bedin? Is there now going to be a chiv carbon shvua? And Rabbah said, of course, now it's turned into mammon. I now change my mind. I was wrong. I changed my mind. Rabbi Shimon is going to say that a knas payment, there's never going to be a chiv karban shvua even after Amad Bedin. Umadin alach lini karban shvua, derachman apatre, it's a gzeres hakasav that you're pater, mi vikichesh, from the fact that the Torah gives all of these examples of what you're chayv karban shvua for, and every example is a mamon payment. None of them are knasos. Vikika kamina mamona havi, when I said that after Amad Bedin, it has a din of mamon, that's not with regard to karban shvua. That's la risho levanav. That after Amad Bedin, it takes on the status of Mamon, in that the father, if the father dies after the Amad Bedin, it will go to the children instead, it will go to the sons instead of going to the daughter. That's the only area where it has Din Mamon, but as far as Shavua is concerned, it does not have a Din Mamon. So Esveh, Abaye asks Rava, wait a second, you're telling me that according to Rabbi Shimon, after the Amad Bedin, the Knas does have a Din of Mamon as far as being Morish Labanav. It only doesn't have a din mamon as far as the chi of shavua. So wait a second. We started this whole day, this whole daf with a mishnah, and the mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im lo espika ligvos ad shemes ha'av. Rabbi Shimon said, hamad b'din wasn't the key, the turning point where it turns from knas to mamon, where the father earns the right to be morish labanav. No, it was the gevia. It was the time of the collection. Harei en shel atzma. So it goes to her. If the father died before the nesina, before the giving of the money, the amr mamon havi l'rishul banav the atzma amay da'achin by the mahavi. But if you hold that mother b'din is the key time according to Rabbi Shimon, then it should go to the brothers. It should not go to her. So amarava hamilsa kashay ve'rabba Rav Yosef esam etatzin shnuv lo yifrik. For 22 years, Rabbi and Rav Yosef struggled with this kasha. So you learn a lot from that. That they didn't just forget about it. For 22 years, they struggled with this kasha and they couldn't come up with an answer. How do you miss a mishnah? The mishnah says clearly that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a perush mishnah. That according to Rabbi Shimon, the shas nesina counts. Adi Yosef Rav Yosef reish until Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashanah. Shiva, meaning the Rabbah was appointed Rosh Yeshiva, and he was stood in that position for 22 years. After he died, Rav Yosef took over. Now, Rav Yosef was a Sinai. Rabbah was an Oker Harim. So there was a B'siyata D'Shemaya that the Rashi points out, that they were able to be poshet as Shaila when Rav Yosef became the Rosh Yeshiva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to sort of give an assist to Rav Yosef, that people should be Mechabidim. Sometimes people aren't Mechabid the Sinai as much as the Oker Harim, because it's not his Shiurim are not as... So, you know, spectacular. There's not as much fireworks. So he wanted to show that he was able to be poshet to Shaila that they've been working on for 22 years. So Rav Yosef got up with Pirka and he answered as follows. That Shaini Hassam, the Knas of Onus Mufat is different than all other Knasos. That in a Chinami, Rabbah is telling us that normally by Dine Knasos, Hamad B'din is the key time. And Rabbi Shimon will be Moda. That Amad Bedin is the key time period that you're looking at. You know why in our Mishnah he said that the Shas Nesina is what matters? A Gzeres HaKasuv, Onus HaMafata, the Knas of Onus HaMafata is different. It's a Gzeres HaKasuv that it's the Shas Nesina. Elameata, Gzeres HaKasuv, why? Because he used the term Nesina. Gabe Eved, Chsev Kesef Shalshim Shkalim, Yitain La'adonav. Hachinami Lozuk Sator La'adonav Mishas Nesina. The word Yitain appears by Shalshim Shalavid also, so that should also be only Mishas Nesina. No, Yitain L'chud, Vinasan Machud. Yitain is different than Vinasan. So the Meshchachm explains that Vinasan is really a Lashon Avar. Nasan is a Lashon Avar. The Vav at the beginning turns it into a Tzivoy. But Yitain is purely a Lashon of Tzivoy. So by Onus, where it says Vinasan, which is really a Lashon Avar, so we could darshan that the Knas doesn't belong to the father until he actually receives it. Nasan, where it's already happened, where the Nesin has already happened. But by Shloshim Shalavid, it's Yitain. You should give it. You will give it. So you see, it belongs to the father, even though it has not yet actually been given. If that's the case, Tamalomar Vekichesh, Tamalomar Nasami Vayle. We're highlighting the wrong word. Instead of saying Tamalomar Vekichesh, we should have said Tamalomar Vinasan. If you want to tell me how I know that there's no carbon shavua on the Knas. So Amrava Kiyisrach Vekichesh. No, you know when the case is that we need Vekichesh to tell me that a Knas of Onus and Mefata and other Knasos that you're not chayev a carbon shavua. For kagon sha'amda b'din u'bagra, the case is the yatzei have namida b'din and basin is mechayiv to pay the father, and then the girl becomes a bogeres where she's zoch and the kanasa, not the father. So umesa, and then she dies bibagrusa before you paid the kanas. The hasam kika yaris avia minad didaka yaris, because in that case the father's not taking the kanas mikoach his own rights; he he's taking the knas because he was yorish that from his daughter. So that you can't learn from Venasan, that there's no chiv karban shvua on the denial of that payment, because the shas nesina didn't come yet, because that miut is only when the tashlum is to the father. But when the daughter herself is zoch in the knas, so it's mum and gomer even before she receives it. So in such a case, the knas of onus umafata is not different than other knasos, and that's where Rabbi Shimon had to be memayit that knas with the other knasos from a karban shvua from the word v'kichesh. Normally, in a regular knas case, you don't need v'kichesh to be memayit it from a karban shvua. I hachi yatsu elu shein knas mamonhu. So why does it say yatsu elu shein knas? It's mamon legabe every halacha. He can't be parted from it by being moda. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak yatsu elu sheikaran knas. Now the point is that anything that started as a knas payment is not subject to a shvua. Is not subject to the karban shvua. Anything that started as a knas payment, even though it has since turned into a mamon payment. Okay, but Hashem, we'll finish up that sugya tomorrow with Esvei.